Harbor Commission meeting Tuesday, December 5th, 7:00 PM, Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. This meeting is called to order. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 4th, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Ms. Oleander?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Slaya?
Mr. Sine?
Here.
Mr. Walter?
Here. Please stand for a pledge allegiance and a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Administration, part of the meeting, approval of November 7th, 2023, regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
I'll move that, second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Oleander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Slaya?
Yes.
Mr. Walter?
Yes. Approval of the November 7th, 2023, executive session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Oleander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Slaya?
Yes.
Mr. Walter?
Yes. Payment of bills from November 9th, 2023, in the amount of $160,858.35.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Oleander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Slaya?
Yes.
Mr. Walter?
Yes. Payment of bills from November 20th, 2023, in the amount of $74,274.2.
I'll move it.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Oleander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Slaya?
Yes.
Mr. Walter?
Yes. There's no pending correspondence, consent agenda, unfinished business, or new business. Committee reports, finance, Mr. Curry?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Year over year, November to November, overall revenue is down 5%. This continues to be as a result of the decrease in the average price of fuel. While gallons of fuel is up, the price is down almost a dollar year over year, resulting in a decrease in revenue. We are down slightly on launch fees, and that was mainly due to the poor weekend weather this fall. Otherwise, everything else looks good. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Leases, Mr. Kraus?
Yes. In order to be cautious, I want to read my report. As I'm sure my fellow commissioners and some members of the public know, the commission's tenant in the Shore Casino is offering its leasehold rights for sale. On November 21st, at the request of the tenant, Commissioner Sawyer, Harbor Manager Fleegore, and I met at the Shore Casino with a prospective purchaser slash operator who is in discussions with the tenant. The prospective purchaser slash operator presented a preliminary operating plan and informally discussed potential changes and improvements to the interior of the building. The prospect's purpose was to ascertain whether the plans would be in accordance with the terms of the lease and acceptable to the Harbor Commission. Although the concepts presented appeared to be reasonable, the prospective purchaser operator was advised that detailed plans would have to be submitted to the Harbor Commission and the Borough Building Department, and that the transfer of the leasehold and/or operating rights was subject to the Harbor Commission approval as well. And that's my report, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Personnel, Mr. Curry.
No report this month.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton.
Yes, we are waiting for, still waiting for the sketches and the prices from the company regarding the sign down at the senior building. Hopefully that comes in soon. And we did receive a second price for the pylons. Last time we had a price of about $17,000 from one company. Mr. Fleeger received a second price of about $26,000 and change. So we made a smart decision, or he made a very smart decision, and placed the order with the company that is going to cost $17,000 and change. And delivery should be in about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And now we will just have them in our stock, waiting for C Street to begin their operation, which is, should be March, late March, early April.
Okay, great. Sounds good, thank you. Clean Marina, Mr. Murphy.
No report, Jim.
Thank you. Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner.
No report, thank you.
Thank you. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
Just one item. The link for RFP for 2024 professionals may be found on the Borough website or by contacting me directly. That's it.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Cannon.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This past week, our architect expert was out at Turbo Building and performed some additional investigation, and we'll be discussing that in executive session this evening.
Okay, thank you. Harbor Manager report, Mr. Fleeger.
Yes, sir. The extended season invoices went out this season, and we've been receiving payments from those voters that decided to stay in until the end of November. I know everybody saw a lot of votes in November. Well, there's about five or six left now within the harbor, and I'm sending out an email to them probably tomorrow or Thursday. We had the fuel tank loading area repaved. This was something that was badly needed. It looks great. They did a fantastic job for a very reasonable price. It couldn't go wrong. I also had diesel dialysis in. They're a company just to do tank maintenance. I had them put new filters on, stuff like that. So this way here, all our maintenance is up to date. We received two new recycling dumpsters we ordered from Barracuda. We have the metal ones, but they're all rotting out. They're getting old. So I'm replacing them with, it's almost like a molded plastic dumpster. And everybody's going, oh, they're light. They're not light. They weigh a considerable amount, and they have to be lifted off the truck with a forklift. So, and we also have two previous that we ordered 2 years ago, just as test subjects. And we've been using them right along, and everything. The guys love them. They think they're great. So that's about it for me.
Thank you. System manager report, Mr. White.
No report.
Thank you. Now is the public portion of our meeting. If anyone would like to address the commission, please raise your hand and state your name and address. Thank you. Before we go into executive session, I'd like to thank everybody on the commissioners, the council representatives, the harbor manager and assistant manager. And Jess, I know how hard it is to plan and coordinate these meetings every month, and I appreciate you did a great job this year. I also like to thank the public, and I appreciate you guys coming. I appreciate the input at all times, and without you guys, it doesn't hurt having the information that you give, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, executive session, Nirvana.
Yes. So this time we need a motion to move to executive session to discuss pending litigation, Atlantic Highlands versus Capital Construction. The executive session will take between 15 and 20 minutes tops, and there will be no action taken after executive session.
Okay. I'll move it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay. Can I have a motion to leave executive session and return to our regular session, please?
I'll make that motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No.
I'll make a motion to return.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Meeting adjourned. Happy holidays, everybody.